commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I was in the car with all four of my kids two nights ago. We were listening to the radio, and on the news, the final votes were being taken to end the government shutdown, and my kids and I talked about it. I told them that someone is going to have to pay back our nation's $16 trillion debt. We agreed that this is a very large amount that may not be able to be paid back. Even attempting to pay down some of it would mean a government that does much fewer things or much higher taxes, probably a combination of both. Or our nation could default, which would have substantial quality of life consequences for people living in our country. My 14-year-old daughter, an honors student at Wausau West, offered the opinion that she would rather live somewhere else. France or Germany or Australia or New Zealand all seemed like good choices, and she rattled off the criticisms of America as if she'd been watching Aaron Sorkin's The Newsroom. Our education system isn't the best anymore, nor is our quality of life and the job market, etc. My daughter also said we've taken capitalism to the extreme, and that's not good. My 12-year-old son, who spent some of his summer vacation a few years ago in Canada, said that life looked better there than here. My 7-year-old twins, who are generally fascinated with kings, queens, castles, and knights, began chanting, "England, England!" Now take my word for it, I've taught my kids to be proud Americans, and I'm frustrated that my message has been drowned out by other competing voices. I'm not even sure where it's coming from school, from the news media, from their friends. The greatness of America, American exceptionalism, was taught to me without question. My father's message was always that I was a citizen of the greatest country that mankind had ever known. Now, he was and is a man who removes his hat and sings the national anthem robustly. Since retirement, he's become more politically active. He taught me that the American economy and our political system were the best possible frameworks for my personal achievement and success and wealth and happiness. Don't like something, my father would say, then work like hell to change it. My kids could see that I was frustrated and upset by our conversation, and our car ride was short. We arrived home after a few minutes, and they scattered off. My older kids had homework to do. My twins got ready for bed. I'm certain we will talk about this more in the future. It's important to me. Love of country is something I want to instill in my children. My bigger concern is that the arguments in favor of our nation's greatness are more difficult to make now. The things that make our country great are not as apparent as they used to be. My children see a nation in decline.